Ready for the show?
10, 9, ignition sequence starts. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. All engines running. Liftoff. We have a liftoff. 32 minutes past the hour. Liftoff on Apollo 11. Tower clear.
For the first time on Earth, there is a technological intelligence reaching for the stars.
My dear friends from over the world, this is Maarten Horst speaking on both stations, BBS Radio Station 2 and Finding Voices Radio, where we are all connected. I'm with my program ET First Contact Radio. And again, my guest is David Boyle, distinguished, intelligent, thoughtful, and loving and kind. And he is going to share with us some vital information about the current situation, because we still have the situation event imminent. Like I posted a couple of days ago, last Tuesday, on YouTube. It has been watched many times, 2K views already, and more, and rising. And we still have an imminent situation about the event. And David is going to explain to the listeners, to all of us, what the situation is and how we can prepare for the event and disclosure, and what kind of attitude we should have once it happens. So welcome to the program, my dear friend David.
Good evening, listeners. It's a pleasure and an honor to be able to spend time with you and to share information with you. I hope that most of the aspects we're talking about you are currently aware of. If not, I'll certainly try to explain some of the more complex ones. But over to you, Maarten.
Yes, David. So as I explained, we have read some messages and insights that we have intel from several sources, both you and I. And I have contact with Al Kersh, I have contact with David Wilcock, with Benjamin Fulford, and many other insiders that are announcing that some kind of imminent or disclosure is very near, especially the financial reset that will go along with the arrest of the Dark Cabal. Now, as we have stated last Tuesday to Wednesday night here in Europe, the situation of the event is imminent, and there's of course a website prepareforchange.net where Robert Potter is posting vital information about how to prepare for the event. So it's a good idea to visit that website, prepareforchange.net. And now we are all preparing for the event for many years now. Many people are aware of the channelings, or actually they're not channelings, the direct messages from the Galactic Federation through Sheldon Idol, because he has been on the Sirian ships as a child and he has some kind of implants that make him able to have direct contact with the Sirians from the Galactic Federation, amongst other races. And there are some new channels that are bringing up information, and one of the latest messages has stated that it's possible for the Galactics, as we know, as they have intercepted radio broadcasts in the past, in 1977, that every network-enabled device will be communicated to by the Galactics, and that means that every cell phone or analog phone or radio or television set will be put into play with the messages, we are here and we are here to help you, we come in peace. That said, it's also important to know that once this happens, we have to be a beacon of light and trust and harmony for the people around us, because their point of view, their way of thinking will be tested and challenged in the deepest way possible. Religion, science, everything that we have been told will be clear that it is a lie or half-truths, and people will need to be prepared for the truth. And it is our mission as lightworkers and informed people to do so, which means that we have to tell them that they don't have to fear, that everything is fine, that they will be safe, and that there is contact with our far ancestors from the past who are here to help us clean the planet and make the way clear in the future for global contact and, of course, the ascension completion, where we will be having our time in the crystal light chambers, where Sheldon speaks about. This all said, I want to say that I still have the feeling that the event is imminent. Since last Monday, the Schumann resonance is above 144 hertz, which is very high. And a German guy who has a website who is measuring the Schumann resonance has said that once we are above 144 hertz, we will be in a state of total bliss. And of course, it's difficult to maintain that state of bliss because of all the rumors and things that are happening around us in our society. But it is, of course, vital for all of us and important to have this love vibration and to stay in the now and to have this connection with the divine and the angels and the archangels and the spiritual hierarchy, to maintain this loving vibration and to stay in our truth and in our strength, because we know what's coming and we know it's important. I still have the feeling it's imminent, and this feeling will last until it happens, David. So, what are your thoughts on this?
My thoughts are very intense, and they're also on the same lines as yours. I'm not too sure as to the level of knowledge of all the listeners that's on this. Maybe you should explain one or two aspects of what you've discussed with them to make sure that they're fully in full awareness of what we're talking about. There is a massive worldwide conspiracy to maintain the status quo. That means those people that have managed to reach the higher levels and have the finance, comfort and security of combinations of large amounts of money and positions of power. The conspiracy is to maintain that situation. To do that, for the rest of us who are in the majority, there's only a tiny percentage of those people who are the controlling members of what we call cabals and the Illuminati. A cabal is a group of people who control a commodity or a service. And they believe, because they control, should we say, the bankers controlling the money supply, or the media controlling all forms of media, that they have this innate ability and this lifelong aspect that they should rule the world. The same people have this belief system that they alone should stay in them positions of power and maintain it. Of course, their positions of power are supported by the millions of ordinary people, us, who at the bottom supply them with the money, the aspects, and the belief systems which allow them to manipulate us. So most people on this planet are manipulated by the small. Once you know the small numbers of the people that's in charge, then we'll soon take our own power back when we realize what's going on. But first, to do that, you have to understand that since we were born, we've been educated and indoctrinated in a whole series of untruths. And those untruths have become our core beliefs. So what we believe to be a reality as we've evolved from childhood, we suddenly find that we believe that this and these people have certain rights to be, that we should be governed by governments, that we should have money control systems in positions and power, and we should have this understanding. This has been indoctrinating into us. And the same few people have managed to maintain the supplies of all the money, power and wealth, and keep it in the hands of the same bloodlines and families. And of course, anybody who's willing to join them. They have manipulated the people that hunger for power, wealth, and greed. And they, of course, become the allies of these people. These cabals, these Illuminati members, have created for us all in our education a totally false history and a false belief system of our origins. Our whole history is a lie. The archaeology of the stones doesn't match the stories. It doesn't take a lot of time for anyone settling down and wishing to learn properly that our history is a lie. Simply look around. Know that according to the average historian, we've been on this planet for approximately 10,000 years as a civilization coming around from Sumeria. Straight away, going through the internet, you can find cities in the middle of Africa that were 200,000 years old. And then you've got cities that can maintain 20 million people that were mining gold. And in South America, you have vast amounts of pyramids, which of course are built to the same technical aspects of those that were produced in the Middle East. How did they pass across? Because according to our geography and scientists, we never visited there. There was no communication. Total and utter lie. There's been many artifacts taken, hidden, and hidden away by the people who control. The people who control not only control us through the military, through the mind, through religion, they also control by the media. So everything that we told and understood and educated is now needed to be challenged. And once you challenge your core beliefs that you've been told with, you suddenly start to find yourself wanting to know more. And it's only going to happen when you know more, when you look. Thank goodness we have the advancement of the internet. The internet allows you now to travel the world instantly without having to leave your armchair. Interlinking to it, we can see all the different aspects. Just look at the basic simple thing. One of the most easiest of all is pyramids. We're told that the pyramids were tombs for pharaohs. Now we've found that nearly every westernized and civilized country in their literature tell you that pyramids are tombs for pharaohs. But all our scientists have been shown over and over again that no pharaoh was definitely buried in any of the pyramids. And we, of course, then are told as that. So why do they tell us that pyramids are tombs for pharaohs when they know they're not? So why haven't you changed the history books in the last 30 years? And instantly you can see it's a cover-up. Because why do you believe that a pyramid is a tomb and you go to visit it? You don't ask the question is, why, what was it built for, and by whom, and the reason behind it. It's only when you start to decode the ancient monuments and you start to realise it yourself. The Mayans, England, and parts of the early civilizations and the Egyptians, we all counted in 12s, multiples of 12. And when you start adding the 12 aspects into all of the things, you find that that links in to the joint aspects of the knowledge from both America, Britain, and the New World. Understanding this, we can start to decode the ancient monuments. But you can't use the decimalization. You have to use multiples of 12 because everything was made. Now I'm going to make two very important total statements. Every single thing in this universe is made. And we can trace them all back to to the same understandings. We've had many aspects all over the planet that have woken up our consciousness to this alternative idea systems. And then we see that we're guided by three methods. We're guided by the mind, which has been controlled by the religions, and we're also being guided by the states. And of course, you've got the mind, religion, which of course is the same. Then you've got the state, and you've got the media and the finance. Finance, media, and the mind. They're your three main aspects. Now, we know the groupings. There are some wonderful sites on the internet telling you the names of the cabal members from the Bilderberger group right through to all the different members who are in the higher levels of the controlling elements. So we control by those three states. Now I'm going to give you a surprise. There are five registered, recognized terrorist nations in the world. You won't like this. The nations are America, Britain, France, Germany, and Italy. And those five nations have terrorized the rest of the world in their control of religion, colonies, and material. In fact, those five countries have instigated their belief systems and decimated the rest of the world. Within those five countries are the three major elements of control. Those major elements link into the three aspects. Religion is controlled by the Vatican. The Vatican is a separate state within Italy. It has its own army, its own governance, and it's a separate state within the Italian nation, ruled and run by itself, and contains a great number of the Illuminati members. Money has been ruled from the 1 square mile of the city of London, which has its own legalizations, its own laws, its own jurisdiction, and of course controlled by the knowledge and the bars, the temple bars. It's a separate state, still held within the United Kingdom. And then we come to America. And there in America we have Columbine, which controls Hollywood, the media, and parts of the Pentagon. So the state and the mind are controlled from Hollywood. And again, the people that's within these aspects are again the major members of the Illuminati controlling this. We have these nations and these individuals within the nations. Now, the rest of the world is no longer prepared to put up with what we have done to them. So they've got together and decided to upstage the Illuminati by taking back the power. Their first method of doing this is by creating a new financial system. This new financial system is backed by gold. And so the ancient families and the younger royalties, under the guise of the archangels, Saint Germain, and many more, have collected together the majority of the world's supply of gold. And they're now about to introduce a new alternative financial system known as the RV, the revaluation, under the Nasara law systems. These are undercover law systems and understandings which have been spread and, of course, told undercover, because if they came immediately out or in the pants out into the open, that would result in the destruction before they were allowed. before they could be actually manifest. But now that has changed. We now see from many, many people's channeling and people in the know, both within the World Bank and in other banking systems and knowledge, that this system is now ready to be distributed across the world, backed by the BRICS nations, China, Russia, South America, South Africa, and many others, have got together against the five nations, not the actual nations, but the controlling element within them. And the way to dislodge them from power is to tell the truth about what's been going on to their levels. So I'm going to give you quite a lot of exposés later this evening. So the money supply is changing. And this is now going to be backed by gold. Soon, that system will be distributed through all the banks. When this happens, you will have the opportunity or the choice to take your money in gold-backed securities or in promissory notes from the bankrupt companies and countries that are well and truly in debt. At the same time, the surplus amounts of gold and finance and value have been collected together. And the end desire is to distribute this evenly to everybody on the planet. The amount of money that has been stolen from people and utilized for the last 200 years should give everybody a reasonable sum that will allow everyone to come out of poverty and to be able to settle your minds. So why are we reproducing and making a secondary system? It's to take the power away from these Illuminati so that we can all share with it, so that we can all have a life instead of being imposed on us by those with the money and the wealth will suddenly find that their power and wealth has gone. This is about to happen. Please look up Nasara laws. Please look up on the internet, not just Nasara laws, but look up the revaluation. You will see much information that's available. You will see many people who are involved in it who are now passing this information off. So, that's the first stage that's coming along, and that's apparently about to be implemented. There are many sites saying it's ready, it's about to be distributed. The top banking systems are aware of it. This, of course, will lead to a total change in the world's understanding. But we have to have other things set in your mind which will disturb your core beliefs. On the announcement of Nasara law, you will see many exposés suddenly appear. But this is now happening anyway. And you're seeing the dishonesty that has been permitted or being instigated and passed over onto us deliberately by the people that control us. Our governments. Very few of the governments that exist across the world today are honest and honourable. They care mostly only for themselves. So there's very few long-term decisions being made. They're making a lot of short-term, fill-the-gap decisions. This has got to change. This will change when we start to find out the levels of corruption. When you see the levels of corruption, you're going to find out that everything you've been told is a lie, practically. Not everything, but nearly everything. We'll start with NASA. Never a straight answer, somebody once told me. And 35 years ago, I wasn't too unsure of this, but now I am totally convinced. I'm now going to tell you what we know. After or before the Second World War, using the Vril Society of Esoteric Information, worked off in the German aspects, the German people managed to build a spaceship and utilizing ancient technology, they were able to travel to the moon and to Mars. And they built a base on the back of the moon. This was before Germany lost the war. Germany, when they realized the war, there was a breakaway civilization of Germans who had infiltrated and found the base in Antarctica, which was operated in the past. There they met the people of the inner earth. The people of the inner earth used to be seen in the days of the Greeks as the gods on Mount Olympus. And they half helped assist the human race to overcome several difficulties at the end of climatic changes. The Germans were allowed to enter Hollow Earth there. And then they went to South America and created a base. At the same time, they separated all of this aspect from Germany itself. When they realized that Germany would lose the war of attrition against the rest of the world. Yes, we have bases on the moon. Not just one base, but many bases. Not only that, what you've been told by NASA, never a straight answer. I laugh today when I see what's being shown. Please go onto the internet, everybody, and look at the Martian findings all over Mars. Now you can see the debris from many of the photographs of wars that were on Mars and destruction and artifacts that have been left there. But while you still believe what your governments and NASA tell you, you're not prepared to look at what you can see from other alternative news sites. As long ago as 20 years, I was involved in the decoding of the ancient city of Cydonia. And I discovered that Cydonia itself, after the work done by David Percy, John Anthony West, Mark Colotto, and many more, Richard Hoagland, that the city on Cydonia on Mars was duplicated in detail to 1/14 scale model to the Avebury complex in England and matched to no less than 2,000 cross-reference points, making it 100% to anybody who could see mathematics and geometry in it. And therefore, we have had and known about the base on Mars for a long time. I know several of these people gave lectures at universities and to the United Nations. And I can tell you that every member now of the United Nations in the government levels, who's been there for a considerable period of time, will know about the Mars and Avebury and Cydonia connection. And they know about more than just that. They know that there are many bases on Mars. Each of our progressing Illuminati groups have managed to get to Mars, where they've created bases. How have they done that? How do you get the labour and everything that's up there? Well, they discovered what you now know through your science fiction programmes as what you call portals. And these portals have existed for a considerable time across the Earth and were utilised before the destruction. And for those who have studied history, it's quite obvious that there was a far more advanced, intelligent race on this planet much earlier than we have given credit to any realisation. They have left their fingerprints everywhere. We could not build some of the ancient monuments to the technical level that they have been created at, even with today's knowledge and ability. So therefore, the remnants of these portals are still there. The Germans discovered this. They discovered this along with the Americans. And after the Second World War, when the top scientists were moved from Germany to America, it soon became obvious that what we thought was a space race was in fact a cover-up for what was already going on. What was already going on was a mass movement of people. To build colonies on Mars and to build bases needs people. And thus we come to the brain drain, highlighted by Anglia TV in England. Go onto the internet, put Anglia TV and see the information. We had what we call the brain drain. The brain drain was the movement of millions of people, the top engineers, the top scientists in most fields, along with groups of, without doubt, people who were forced to go. Now, the brain drain ones drove in their cars, in England as an example, to Gatwick and Heathrow Airport, where they left the cars and flew to America. The cars were there weeks later, never collected, never used. And the houses that they were in just disappeared, or they were not owned. Nobody returned to collect them. Across Europe and the world, the amount that went along this brain drain of intellectual capability was around, I can't give you an exact figure, but somewhere in the region of 30 million people who all disappeared, went to Mars to work on the colonies and the expansion. They needed labour. This is when lots of people were taken off the earth and moved straight away. We have the stories of earthquakes killing thousands and thousands. We also know about New Zealanders who in busloads of people suddenly disappeared. These were taken to the moon, where they were treated with mind-controlling capabilities, and they were then used as slave labour on the moon and Mars to build the colonies necessary. This wasn't just done by one group. There were different groups within the secret societies. There's a group of multinational international companies that have a base on the back of the moon. So every word from NASA you've had is a lie. Every documentation, every situation they've told you is a cover-up. They're fully aware. And now practically every government in the world is also fully aware. There are many bases on the moon and on Mars. And these bases, going out into space, had a big shock. The first beings they met were many different types of extraterrestrials. To discover that there are no less than, according to Corey Good, approximately 22 genetic engineering experiments currently being used on the human race. One of which is 250,000 years old, which I would assume is the continued of the Anunnaki's genetic engineering of the human race. bit of a shock to everyone. Not only does NASA lie to you, but so does the European Space Agency. And now practically every government in the world. No one dare break ranks. Thank goodness there's a few starting to do it. There's a lot stood up and spoke the truth. It really is time now to reconsider and look around you. What a wonderful world we live in, which is decimated by man's greed to keep information for the benefit of themselves. And it's those who believe that there's not enough to go round who have really gone to collect all the extra surplus capabilities for themselves. When the earth will share more than anyone can realize. What a wonderful planet we live on. And how awful it is by many people to live on. That's done deliberately. I'll make a simple statement again. When you're in fear, you are easy to control. That's why every time you switch the television on, you look at a newspaper, or you listen to some radio broadcasts, or you certainly begin to understand that we are given nothing but guilt, fear, anger, and resentment. This is done by the echelon of those that's controlled us, that's lived in the opulence, the wealth, and the power. And they don't wish to give it up. So now we'll go back into history a little bit and come round to a different point of view. If you trace history, you'll find that Neanderthal man appeared around 400,000 years ago on this planet, out of the blue. And no one can find a link to any previous experiences or any other beings. So the missing link between Neanderthal man and the earlier levels has not been found. It's not been found because it is actually those earlier genetic engineering experiments. And the first beings that came to this planet. Now, I've got to quantify that. The first beings that came to this planet. Most people don't realize that we are a baby solar system in the most advanced older solar systems and universes that stretch beyond anyone's imagination. The universe is so big and so vast and in many cases, linear time-wise, so old. And that's where the DNA has evolved from. Our scientists quite openly state that the Earth could not have, in the standard theories of chaotic production, produced the human brain. The Earth couldn't. It's not been around long enough. Well, the rest of the universe could. And then they could travel and bring it here. When we look back in past, we find that our first or earliest, according to the scientists, tracing of anyone is called an ape-like being called Lucy, which is half of the skeleton. We haven't found any more since. Then we evolved into what we know as Epiphagus. The best way to describe Epiphagus would be to call him like the Sasquatch, a hairy upright ape. Now, we were visited on this planet 400,000 years ago by the Anunnaki. The Anunnaki mined gold. The remnants of the gold mining are everywhere, in the middle of Tanzania, in South America, in Africa. There's tons of remains. There's a single mountain. There's one mountain in America, in South America, and there's a mountain in Russia. that are both being carved as metal washing plants with what looks like the slots to put a railway up the side. And then on top of it, there's a crushing area. And then as you wash the ore down, you've got different levels where the different materials settled out into. Full realities. They're there. You need to look at them. You can find them on the internet. The Anunnaki came to mine gold according to the stories of the Sumerian tablets. The cuneiform earliest forms of writing that we have in large amounts, or had large amounts. That cuneiform lettering gave us a different story of creation. Again, not quite true, but there are parts within it that shed light on our earlier origins. You see, the Anunnaki were fully aware and far more advanced than we are. So consequently, they decided that they would do some genetic engineering and create a better being to help them to do the mining, at least as Enki explains. So they took Epiphagus, the Sasquatch, and added to it the DNA from a lion to give it strength and heart. And then they took the DNA of the ape-like beings on the planet and put that also into the Sasquatch DNA. The resulting genetic being is Neanderthal man. That's where it came from. Neanderthal man survived until 39,000 years ago and then totally disappeared. In the meantime, Homo sapien, which is us, and Cro-Magnon appeared, and many more species appeared and disappeared. So why did the Anunnaki, right, create that situation to make something to work for us? So obviously once what they had come for, they had satisfied. They then suddenly realized. Now please understand this, that the universe is full of hierarchies. There are thousands of beings of hierarchies in each level. And to be able to be sure of that, those hierarchies have visited the Earth on many occasions. The oldest, most advanced beings of all, we have called archangels. And they are from what we call the companies of heaven. The companies of heaven have tried to guide mankind along a better pathway than greed and destruction. So there are laws, universal laws, to guide and to assist us. The three most important universal laws is the fact that we, on this planet, are self-aware, evolving beings. And to be able to evolve properly to a better being, we need one major law, the law of free will. Now, that means that we are allowed to do anything we choose, anything at all, even though we are guided by higher dimensional beings that we call our guardian angels. If you chose to go out and commit a vile crime that will kill people, your guardian angels will stand by because you have chosen it and will not interfere. They will not guide you to stop because it's your choice. They soon realize that if you didn't do this aspect, you would end up being nothing better than guided robots, Daleks and Cybermen, who can't think for themselves, who can only follow orders, and are basically genetically engineered, computerized killing machines. Our soldiers are now becoming practically these, guided by the controlling elements of the Illuminati. To quantify this, I'll try to explain two early basic theories. The first one the scientists have got totally right, that there's only in entire existence vibration. Vibration is at the core of the center of every single atom of existence. When you understand that, you realize that within the center of each atom is an energy that holds its structure of the atoms together. This is the core of energy. And this is the basic part of what we call the God particle. And it's in the middle and the center of every single atom of existence. What you don't realize is that everything is atomic structure. There's nothing else. The light that you see with your eyes is atoms in flows, in rows, in streams. Sound is vibrations of atoms in structure. Even your emotions are atomic structures, down to the smallest particle. And every single particle of existence has this same energy in the middle of it. Yes, it's called the God particle. This is the creation force that's made and runs everything. Which is why you've been told so many times that God is in the air. It's in the streams, it's in the rivers, it's in the rocks, it's in every part of every single thing. So when you start to realize that every single thing that exists is only those two aspects which produce one thing from the atomic structure, in the middle it's divided into two which flotate against each other, which creates a vibration. That is the vibration that's in everything. So the division of one into two in the middle of the atomic structure makes the second Pisces, which then projects downwards from the central point, a magnetic field that surrounds the entire atom known as the membrane. So coming out the lower part, one end of it, it's the positive area, and going into the other end, it's negative, creating the poles, negative and positive. And this membrane that surrounds every single atomic structure is exactly the same as the apple. You slice an apple from core to core, and it interlinks and shows you that's the shape of every atom that exists. Now, if you slice it the other way, across the middle, you see if it comes out one end as negative, positive, and goes back in the other end as negative, then there must be a balance in this sphere all the way through the middle of balanced energy. And this holds the other level of consciousness. The other level, of course, is five-sided geometry, because the outer part of all atoms and structure is made of light. When you slow the vibration of light down, it solidifies into 12 levels of frequency, which are governed by the harmonics of music, known as the music of the spheres. So across the plane of every atom in the middle, where it's neither negative or positive, is a disc-like aspect. And on that disc are held the protons and the neutrons. And the electrons fly around the outside, going in and out of the membrane. but held in the atom. So the structure of every atom or atomic structure is the same. Therefore, every single thing that exists has this vibration in it, which includes consciousness. It includes all the aspects, even your own emotions are streams of atomic structures. But they're so small that you cannot possibly even imagine them. To give some idea for some people, if you take the pin head, a head of a pin, divide it into a billion pieces, take one of those pieces, divide it into 10,000, do that six times more down, that's the size of the original atom that made up the first division that made everything else from it. So infinitesimally small, which is why light passes right through you. Another major aspect in atomic structure is, on the middle plane, in the center of each atom, is a whole series of other circles, spheres. These are the protons and neutrons. And of course, when you understand that, you then say to yourself, now what is the difference between an atom and the solar system? And I can tell you, only the size. So when you see this understanding and you look at it very carefully, a solar system has a sun in the center, and it's surrounded by protons and neutrons, which are represented as the hard rock planets and the gas giants. And those 12 circular sections in the middle produce the electromagnetic fields that make the 12 dimensions of existence. Those atoms like that, and that's how every single atom atomic structure that exists has those 12 aspects within it. Those 12 aspects vibrate to the music of the spheres because they're harmonics. Each one of those spheres in the middle, right, which we call subatomic particles within the atomic structure, is the same as the sun on the inside, the same as the nucleus. It's projecting out of its south pole an energy field that runs round the inside of the sun's field and back into the north pole of the same planet. So right now, every one of us is bathed in the 12 magnetic fields of the 12 planets in this solar system and in the center of every one of our atomic structures. Every planet has a different number of moons. So when it spins inside the atomic structure, it generates a different vibration. And those are the 12 vibrations of existence. There are 12 levels. If we go back to Pythagoras, he, in his teaching, explains us that, in his opinion, there are 12 frequencies of energy vibrating to ever more finer frequencies. Exactly correct. The four lowest frequencies combine together and create one of the three planes of existence, known as the body. And the body is made up of the four elements: earth, fire, air, and water. Physical, etheric, astral, and mental. And then there's a separation plane of consciousness to the next three levels. And the bottom four levels and the next three levels make up the seven frequencies of light, the seven colors of the chakras which run down the center of your body. If the only difference between an atom and a solar system is the size, and I can assure you that is correct, that makes all of us walking universes. We're not 6 foot tall. We're 60,000 billion miles. If you could shrink your consciousness down to go within your own body. We're not what we think we are. We are wonderful creations of light and beauty and sound, evolving into the highest levels of intelligence and understanding.
Wonderful. David, shall we have a little musical break?
Yes, fine, no problem.
Okay. I will play something from Star Trek when Picard plays the flute in the episode The Inner Light, which is very beautiful and you will enjoy all very much.
Thank you.
So that was fun and beautiful and romantic for a Saturday evening. So David, beautiful music and very nice for a Saturday evening with candles. So in the last half hour, how do you want to proceed? Do you want to share more background information on...
I want to bring everything up to date if possible in the short period of time we have.
Yes, please.
So that everyone will have at least a foothold of the basic information.
Very good.
But it's wonderful that you did Star Trek then, because of course we started to talk about the free will, which interlinks to a secondary law which was very important, and that's called the Prime Directive. And this is a law that the rest of the world has to, or the rest of the universe has to abide with, that they're not allowed to interfere with populations under evolution directly unless 51% of the population ask them. This is a prime directive spoken many times in Star Trek and many other science fictions. This has been adhered to on the planet. This is why the ETs in the bases haven't come to tell us, because they're not allowed to interfere. And the ones that did it in the past, the Anunnaki, had to return. And they then found out that you cannot raise your vibration and enter a higher dimension via ascension, right, unless you have abided by the rules. And as they broke the rules by directly interfering with the self-aware species, they had to do something about it. The first thing they did was to wipe out all the Neanderthal beings by bringing in Nibiru and causing the flood, which drowned all the Neanderthal people. And this, of course, has come down over time and the period. Then Anu, who was Lord of Light and Dark, the leader of the Anunnaki, had children, and those children were Thoth, who we sometimes call Hermes. And then it was the Anunnaki who travelled across this planet, erecting the ancient monuments, Stonehenge, the Great Pyramid, where they encoded into them our history, the workings of the universe. Everything's made. So therefore, if everything's made, it can be reduced to a number, which is totally true. The key to unlock light is 19.47, the key to unlock sound is 666. That's why the religions tell you it's an evil number, so that you won't look at it. In the Great Pyramid, Thoth encoded all the measurements. So the easiest way to explain that simply is, if you're going to make things all over the world to set measurements, you need an almanac or a listing of all the measurements and dimensions and diameters. And that was the Great Pyramid. They also built all the other monuments that contain the knowledge and the wisdom. So decoding them all has been a great, wonderful aspect. It's been done. So don't need to worry about doing it. It's already been done. It's available. David Percy's book, 2/3, gives you a wonderful insight onto it. And I can tell you now that the base of the Great Pyramid is the same measurement base we use on the Earth. You see, we normally measure in miles. So where do we get the mile from? The base of every measurement is the mile. The Great Pyramid does not have four sides. It's slightly angled down the middle. So at half a degree from the center of each side, there's two aspects. And from the center to the corner is 220 Egyptian cubits, or megalithic yards. England used to measure 220 yards and called it a furlong. Therefore, the Great Pyramid has eight furlongs. Eight 220s is 1,760, which of course is your basic for your mile. Now, when you understand that and you see that the numbers come, remember telling you that the key to unlock sound is 666? When you multiply 6 by 6 by 6, you get 216, a magic number. Not only is it the number of bones in your body, average, it's also the height of many of the pyramids across the world and structures. 216. Divide it by 2 gives you the speed of the rotation at the Earth at the equator. The average human being stands 6 foot tall, fingertip to fingertip, 6 foot, front to back, 6. 6 times 6 times 6 is 216. The average number of bones you've got in your body is 216, made of the carbon atom, which is 6 protons, 6 neutrons, 6 electrons. You're also made of water, which is 2/3 or 0.666. So all of a sudden you realize that the human being is the beast from the Bible when we first arrive. It's our task, being here, to evolve ourselves through experience and understanding in many lifetimes into a higher dimensional being. At the present time, our consciousness is located firmly in duality, but we are now raising ourselves. We're going to go through the fourth dimension into the fifth dimension in one easy step. We're all going to do it. We're all going to do it because we're all in that situation to raise ourselves. Now I'll go back again to the atomic structure in the middle of every single thing that exists. That atomic structure is contained within the Star of David's core of energy, which is the energy that rotates, which produces the magnetic field, which produces the division, which produces the vibration. That, in the center of every single pattern, is the God particle. We're part of every piece of us, every bit of us is God. How can we separate from what we actually are? We are part of all. Every single thing that exists inside the membrane of the multiverse, which holds the universe, which holds all the galaxies and everything, inside that membrane, every single thing that exists vibrates and is part of God. And that's what we all are. We are the source of the creation of all consciousness. Part of evolving from many millions and millions of lifetimes on millions of different planets. It's time we began to understand this and to take a greater view of life. So, the current situation is we are about to have the revaluation, the redistribution of wealth. Along with this will come a series of disclosures. The disclosures have come through from an aspect. And in the Great Pyramid is a key. That key was first triggered in 1943. And Thoth built the pyramid. He decided that the Anunnaki were leaving the planet. So having created them all, most of them left. And when they left the planet, they left within the Great Pyramid two keys, a technological key and a spiritual key. The technological key is in the Queen's Chamber. And in 1943, we triggered that key. The Queen's Chamber has two air shafts, not air shafts. One reaches a set of stones, which Ganton Brink sent up a camera. And he came across a doorway with two handles on it. When he drilled through that, he found another doorway. and that pointed to the star Sirius. Therefore, the star Sirius is a doorway. And in 1943, we took the first spectrographic reading of the star Sirius, which breaks up into a series of niches, which exactly mirror the niches in the back of the Queen's Chamber. This brought down the Galactic Federations. When they arrived on the planet, they were horrified with what was going on, because in 1943 was the Second World War. Most of them withdrew, having first spoken to the cabals and the religions and the major governments, who told them to go away, because in the universal law of no interference, no more advanced being is allowed to interfere with self-aware beings under evolution directly, unless 51% of the population ask. Goodness, you heard that at least 20 times on Star Trek and on many of the other programs that come into it, and many other science fiction programs. That's why the Anunnaki came back to the Earth, wiped out Neanderthal man, and then left. The rest of the universe are aware of this. So even they have the bases on the Moon and on Mars and across this solar system, they are not going to interfere because of that universal law. They recently have tried hard to persuade our governments to tell us. So in communication with them, they've tried several attempts to do this. The first attempt was Obama was going to tell us. And then, our first attempt was when they told us that if the government didn't sign the Nasara laws and allow it to come into force, that they would appear in the skies. At the very last moment, they signed. Of course, many people like myself had made the mistake of being aware what was going on, of announcing that the potential that the ETs would arrive on that date. They didn't, because the government signed at the very last moment. The next time they told it was going to happen was when they told Obama, who said he would do it. And we had internet information that people were watching them build a landing platform outside the White House. Disinformation, probably, but that came round. And we were told that Obama was going to tell. However, he didn't, being quite well aware of the pressures that could be put on his family, himself, and the people that surround him. Then Putin said, if they don't do it, Obama doesn't do it, he would do it. We then found, or realized, that there was a considerable amount of pressure, possibly in the form of nuclear weapons, that would have been triggered, or could have been triggered. And Putin decided not to. And then we were told, and it came out in many channel sites, many information coming from many of the ascended masters, the highest levels of consciousness, that it was going to be the Pope on his visit to America. And they arranged for most of the other people on the planet, important people, the government leaders, to be there at the same time. However, from what I understand, when the Pope and all of the other leaders got together and realized that they would all be arrested anyway if they announced, but they decided not to. And they decided they would continue as long as possible under the pressures from the Galactic Federations to maintain the status quo. And at the same time, would attempt to create chaos on the planet by orchestrating or possibly creating conflict between the nations, particularly in the Syria area. And this is what you're seeing now. These are the last ditch efforts of the controlling elements to maintain the status quo. They are, however, as we keep getting information from all over the world, that they're running very scared indeed. And a wounded animal is always dangerous. Soon, the ETs will land. They will appear in the sky. But before they do that, they will make a series of broadcasts across every known radio, television, newspaper covering that. We know it's time now, because we know that in the Great Pyramid, right, are the two keys to unlock the future that were encoded in the first one in 1943. The second one was triggered on the 19th of January, 2001. And we know that resulted then in just the waiting for the population to ask. So that's why they used the key to light. The ETs that arrived and did not build a deal. When the ETs arrived in 1943, certain species of reptilians made a deal with the United States, and they have been working with them ever since. The rest of the ETs decided that they would assist mankind by creating information, by assisting us indirectly, as they're not allowed to do it directly. That's when they started to make the crop circles. And from the crop circles, we can now, or we did, decode the ancient monuments. They also did the channeling in larger numbers, but channels always one-to-one, so there's no evidence, no proof. Of course, in crop circles, the crop always disappears. So that's not a permanent aspect. Well, we received a wonderful channeling last week from the Galactic Federation, saying they were no longer prepared to wait for our governments to tell us, to teach us, and that they would, in time, when at the right moment, without giving a date and a time, would appear in our skies in large numbers, but only after contacting everybody through every single unit. Remember that in 1947, which is the key to unlock light, we got the Roswell crash. And from the Roswell crash, our scientists took and developed light emitting diodes, super tenancy fibers. And from that, we created computers, Silicon Valley, and the all-compassing internet. Now, everybody practically on the planet is near enough to a computer, a laptop, a tablet, a television, or a computer that can be able to switch on at once. And this is what they intend to do, is to switch every single one on and speak to everybody at the same time, before there's a mass landing. You've shown that this is technically feasible because of the work of a magician whose name is Dynamo, and he's shown you how he himself can switch on every phone within a certain radius of where he is. His technology is not a patch on the highest levels, and they're coming here to show us. Once this happens, they will appear in the skies, approximately a million ships. This was explained in channeling. If you go into Hollow Earth Network on the internet, Google Hollow Earth Network, when you click onto it, right, come to the section, scroll down till you come to a flag that says breaking news. Click onto that breaking news. When that comes up, scroll down, and the first piece of information is the arrival. The announcement by the Galactic Federations of Light under the command of the amongst the highest consciousness level. You need to understand the hierarchy of our solar system. We are all beings on the planet. When we master our chakras and understand the workings of the universe, our consciousness will rise and we will go into the next dimension, the fifth dimension, when we are good enough, or when we are ready, or when the planet itself moves up that level. This is going to happen. It's been planned by the fact that everybody on the planet in Nasara will receive some money. That money will make everybody want to be celebratory, because no one will be forced to do anything anymore if you don't need to. So everyone will be dancing in the streets, and the vibration of the planet will lift, and the entire planet will go into the fifth dimension. This is destined to be reasonably in time.
Wonderful.
So there is your full understanding, I hope. I am available on my website. Anyone wants to write to me under our email address, universalstudy@AOL.com. I will attempt to answer as many questions as possible. I love you all. I am incredibly grateful to you, BBS Radio, and Martin for allowing me to spend these hour and a half sharing the knowledge and information I have. I love you all. Good night.
Love you all, and I love you, David, and love you, Douglas, for making this possible. I'm playing the outro now. Much love to everybody who was listening. And know that we are all connected. We are all one species of love and light. Thank you, David. I love you.
Thank you.